All right, how many of you are perfectionists here? I got to know. How many? Where are my perfectionists at? Man, okay, some of you are being honest. Some of you are not being honest. So, like, thanks, Jack. So, some of us helped. By the way, thank you, Amy, for all you did on, like, getting the Christmas party ready and everything, and decorations and all that kind of stuff. By the way, Paige, this, you went over the top with, like, everything the other night that we did. Like, everything, by the way, everything was what? It was perfect, right? It just looked, it looked awesome. So, like, everything just has to be perfect, right? We got to get everything set. Hold on, I got stuff here. So we got to get these tablecloths, which I washed, by the way, Cindy, just so you know, by the way. Like, yeah, by the way, the other day, what was it? What was the conversation the other night? It was like, oh, what do you want me to do with these? And Tab's like, oh, Matt's doing the wash at home. So guess what? Just give them to him. So thanks, Tab. Thanks, Tab. But like, you get ready for a party, right, or whatever, and you want everything to look what? Perfect, right? You want it to look right. By the way, I'm doing this so you guys cringe, just so you know. Like, I'm doing this so you cringe, by the way. Like, it's got to be, like, everything has to match, right? Everything has to match. Our plates, our Santa plates have to match here. We're going to have all these settings here. Everything's just got to be right, right? Space them apart so they're all nice and neat, right? Like, oh, man, get that there, right? Oh, looks, and what's that? This is great. This is my use. You are proving my point. This is what I'm talking about. So wait, I gotta see this. This is great. It's not that bad. Oh my god. Okay, here we go. This is so great. Like, you are going crazy. See, I knew that I would never live up to your expectations. So this is why I'm doing this right now, because you guys are just going crazy. You're perfectionists! Perfectionists, right? Like, oh, this is so hideous. This is so great. Like, oh, wait, I gotta get one here. Right there. I'm not even sure they're even on the same side. Like, this is so great. Like, you know what? I don't care. Like, I do not care. Like, right now, I can tell some of you are, like, super cringe right now, because it... Marsha, come on up. Marsha, come. You want to come up and fix it? Marsha, come. You know what's so odd? Like, Marsha has totally gotten the vibe of our church. Like, you've totally gotten the vibe. Like, come up, break the fourth wall. It's so awesome. All right, hold on. Let me get to my, give me a second here, Rick. I'm going to see if I can pull it up. Let's see if I got it. Like, we are so perfectionist. I got it, Rick. Like, how many of you can relate? How many of you can relate to this? Like, if it's not right, you start to feel that, like, anxiety going on. Like, I can't stand it. I got to fix it. It's not right. So, I think the fact is that many of us are really good at hiding perfections. Like, I can probably get this to look okay, right? But it's not going to be perfect. And I can just get really good at hiding things that are just imperfect. Listen, some of you know, if you've gotten ready for things, nobody will ever know. Like, I can hide it really well. Or, you know, have you ever had those people who, like, just show up unannounced or whatever? Or, like, you only get, like, a 3-minute warning before they show over your house, and you got to try to, like, make it look like you're not slobs? Like, am I the only one? Am I talking to myself here? Is there an amen? Like where you're like, oh, my gosh, like, they are, like, and then you get the house to look like you're not slobs, but in the reality, like, people just don't know, like, you just threw all this stuff into a bedroom. Like, this is what happens. Because guess what? Life's imperfect, right? We're not perfect people. Like, this is just the reality of it. And so I want to take you to what was supposed to be a perfect time, and guess what? It did not live up to what it should have been. And that was by God's design. So if you have your Bible, I want you to go to Luke chapter 2. You know it well. Some of you can probably even recite it, because you've been listening to it since you're a little kid every single Christmas. Luke chapter 2, you know it. You're going to see it here. And like I said, you've probably heard it a bazillion times, but let's kind of get into it. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Some of you have heard this. Some of you have heard this all your life. But I want to dive in here just a little bit and take a look at this story. Because months ago, right, Mary was told that she was going to have this amazing moment, right? So maybe 9 months before this, 8 months, depending on how long her pregnancy was, she was told by an angel what was going to happen. You have been Mary, you have been found with favor. And upon you are going to be called blessed among all women. What is inside of you is from God. It is from the Holy Spirit. And he will be great. And it will be like, and she's like, how can this be? Like this great moment. Can you just imagine Mary in that moment? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. In fact, she was so happy, she sang a song. Right? My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. This is Luke 1. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant from now on all generations. Can you just see, like, this is like that part of like the musical where Mary's kind of like by herself, like singing off stage. Like, oh my gosh, this is so great, right? Like, it sounds really good in the moment. And then, like, the moment actually comes, and this is what you find. They had to come from the town of Nazareth to Bethlehem, on a donkey or a camel, 80 miles down to where, by the way, so just heads up, here's Bethlehem and Nazareth. This is an 80-mile journey for a, well, nine-month pregnant. Susan, you know what this is about, right? Like, Susan couldn't even get in the car. But, like, Joseph's like, dude, I'm going to load you up on a donkey, and we got to go 80 miles to tell some guy 2 + 1, like that's all they had. They went 80 miles to tell somebody how many people were in their house. By the way, just to give you an example, and my maps doesn't work really well, I apologize, but that is going from Exton to Harrisburg on a donkey, by the way. That's 77 miles on the turnpike on a donkey. Pregnant, like super prego, right? So here's Mary, like, singing, oh my gosh, this is going to be awesome. Like the hills are alive with the sound of music, right? She is just, like, twirling and doing it. Like, it's Julie Andrews up there doing her thing, right? It is going to be awesome. But when the time came, I guarantee you, it didn't look anything like what she thought in her head it was going to be like. Like, this is far from perfect. They have to go 80 miles. They get there. The town is packed. Like packed. There's no room anywhere. Now, guess what? Now she has to have a baby. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Like whatever was in her mind, how it was gonna go, this was not it. And so as we like take a look at this, how many times have things happened just the way you thought? And by the way, if anybody's ever done home improvement, it never goes the way you thought. By the way, you watch the YouTube tutorial, right? And you're like, I got this. This is going to be easy. I just did a toilet repair the other day, and you thought it was going to be easy. No, it never. I think you have to go. Me and my buddy now have an over under. Like, how many times are you going to go? Like, he's going to Home Depot, or like he's got a project. I'm like, how many times are you going to Home Depot? He goes, one. I'm like, oh, okay. I say three. He goes, yeah, I'll take two. Okay, I'll take two. We get this little over under system going on. It was four. Like, it's just the way things go. In our, how many of you ever had a conversation with somebody in your head, and then when you actually have the conversation with the person, it never goes the way that you thought it was going to go? Most of the times, it's worse up here than it is in real life. That's just the way things are. Like, what we think really is the way things are going to go is hardly ever the way that God desires things to go. Like, God's narrative was completely different from what I think Mary's narrative was going to be, right? For her, perfection, it's going to be awesome, or this is going to be great, it's going to be so amazing. But in reality, what it was going to look like, smelly manger, 80 miles, it was going to be a lot different from maybe what she expected. And so, like, how many times do we miss focusing on things that we can't change? Like, how many times do we focus on the wrong thing, right? Like, and I hear you, right? You would be focusing on this the whole time because my inner perfectionism would want this, right? And we'd miss on all what God is saying and doing here, right? But we're focusing on the wrong thing because it has to be right. It has to be perfect. It's got to be just the way that I want it. But in reality, God is saying, no. In fact, what's going to be perfect is the imperfect. When it doesn't look like the way that you expect it to look, God is going to move in amazing ways. And so I want us to take a pause here because when it comes to Christmas, we can focus on all the wrong things. And listen, I know, my dear ladies out there, you love things looking nice. And like I've seen some of the way that you decorate. I've seen some of your homes are gorgeous. I get it. And I would not trade that for anything. But there are times in our life that we want things to be so perfect, we miss out on what is truly perfect. Like we focus on the wrong things. There's only one perfect thing at Christmas. One. And by the way, it's not you, it's not your tablecloth, and it's not your house, and it's not your kids, it's not anything. When you look at that story, there's only one perfect thing. And it's Jesus. There's only one perfect thing about Christmas. And it's that little baby that came. It's the only thing that's perfect. The rest of the story is a mess, right? Look at this. While they were there, the time came to be born, she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no, like, the only thing perfect about that is the word son. The only thing perfect about that Christmas story is Jesus. And so, like, the entire story's like an absolute mess. And what's so amazing is because that's the narrative that God wrote. Because guess what? The whole story, like, if you were to design your birth story, like, of your firstborn kid, it would be like everything would be flawless and it would be great, right? It would be so awesome, right? But that's not the way things go, right? Things go difficult, and you have a story now where it speaks of something that's just absolutely much more than what the way we wanted it to. And we begin to grow. And we begin to mature. And we begin to understand that there's only one thing that's perfect. And it's Jesus. And it's not us. And so I just want to say, people, it's Christmas, right? And we do all these rushing around. We get everything where we want it to be. And the problem is we can be so fervent on things that are perfect that we miss out on what truly is the perfect part of Christmas, and that's Jesus. Don't miss out. Don't get distracted by all the things that really don't matter, that are minutia, and focus on what is true. God's presence. He moved heaven and earth to be with you, and we can get focused. Just like that Mary and Martha story, right? Like, the one's doing all the work, and Jesus says, well, you're missing out on who I am. You're focusing on the wrong things. And God wrote a story that was an absolute disaster show, right? Can you, like traveling all that way, you show up there, you got to have a baby, like, you're in a stinky manger, right? Because all of it points that there's only one thing about this entire story that was meant to be amplified, and that's Jesus. And the same thing is true for you and your life. You are not perfect. I'm just here to say it. You never will. Stop trying to attain it. Because you're missing out on the only perfect part of your life. And that's Jesus. He came so we don't have to be perfect. That's what this whole story is about. Like, he came so we don't have to be perfect. That's like a sigh of relief here for some of you today. Like, this table could be like all, like, I just want to bunch it up right now. But Marcia really made it look nice. Because I don't want to leave the church. I just want to bunch it up right now and be like, you know what? It's okay. Because Jesus would come and be like, thanks, I'll take care of the rest. And so take a breath here today. I got 3 points, as always, but take a breath here today. And stop striving for something you can't be. Stop trying to change something that you can't change. Stop trying to live up to an expectation that I truly think that God doesn't even have of you. Isn't that amazing? Like, God doesn't expect perfection of you. He expects it of his son, but he doesn't expect it of you. And I think sometimes that we put higher standards on ourselves than even God does. Like, who? Like, can you imagine? Like, hey, I did this, and I did this, and I did, and God's like, you know, I really didn't ask for all that. I really just asked for you to love my son. And so today, for all my little inner perfectionists today, I want us to focus on what truly matters here today. And it's not how beautiful the plates are set up. It's not how great you got your life together, or it's not how good it seems that you have your life together, by the way. It's your reliance on the one who is perfect. That's the most important thing here today. Don't miss out on that. Let's go before him now. Let's pray. Lord, there are so many people today that we strive and we strive and we strive and we put all these expectations on ourselves and we have to be perfect. Perfect in our parenting. Perfect in our presentation. Perfect in, Lord, you fill in the blank. We try to do it all the time. And if anybody could have gone at least close enough to that, it should have been Mary. But the story you wrote for her was far from perfect so that we could elevate Jesus. And so, Lord, guide us here today as people who struggle to try and get everything right. We got to have all the gifts. We got to have our house looking a certain way. We got to do. And, Lord, you call us to rest, to be in your presence, to find what really matters. And even the areas where our life are imperfect, it should highlight that which is perfect, you. Guide and lead us today, Jesus, to be people who focus on the right thing today. And let that perfection, your perfection, influence our lives. But not that we could present a falsehood, but that we could project your character to the world. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's keep going. All right, the first thing I want us to focus on is what really matters? What really matters? When you boil Christmas, what really matters? Well, let's take a look. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, this is the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, to which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, I'm going to stop there. When they had seen him, that's like the best part, right? Right? Like who's here? Who here is good at escalating things that just need to be escalated? Like, who here makes mountain out of molehills? I gotta know, like, am I the only one? Like having ADD, right? Or excuse me, ADHD, right? Like just being honest here, right? Just might as well just keep adding letters onto that, right? Like being a person with ADD, I can focus on the completely wrong thing at the most inappropriate time, right, Tab? Amen. Right? So just like, you don't, like, my brain is just so weird. Like, I can hyper-focus on things at the wrong time. For example, like, if it's a sunny day and I just want a pair of sunglasses that I've been looking for all day, there's this tunnel vision. I can't think of anything else. Like, I want these sunglasses. Like, I just, it's like, oh, my God. And, like, I'm searching the house. The town's like, we got to go. I want these. Like, I want what I want. And, like, there's this hyper-focus, right? And Tab's like, can we just go? Like, she's so patient. She's so amazing. Like, and I'm there, like, elevating things that really, like, for Pete's sake, stop at the dollar store. You know what I mean? Like just stop focusing on the wrong thing. Like, I have this hyper focus where at certain times I can focus on the wrong thing, right? And, like, instead of focusing on really matters, like, I just, there's this laser focus. And, like, rather than getting out and going to where we need to or getting to be with our friends or whatever, I'm worried about a silly pair of sunglasses that have now become at the top of my list. You know, but, like, there's this amazing, the shepherds, right? The shepherds put down their they leave their fields, they go out, and they look for the thing that really
matters, right? It says they hurried off after the angels. They could have been like, wow, this is so amazing. Did you see that? That was great. Like, no, they're like, let's go and find what they're talking about. And when they went and they saw him, you see, they focused on what really mattered. It wasn't all the crowds or the people. It was on him, right? Look what they say. This is what really mattered to them. They wanted to hear this, right? I do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will be for the joy of all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Like, they tell them, hey, this is what's really important today. Focus on this. Make this what really matters, right? Like, it's this great mountaintop experience, right? And when they get to the manger, they're not looking at Mary being like, you had a kid in this? Ooh. Right? They're not focusing on the smell. They're not focusing on the situation. They're not focusing on the crowds. They're not focusing on this young couple. Like, you didn't plan or prepare. You didn't call ahead. You didn't rent a room. Like, you didn't send a messenger. Like, you didn't prepay. Like, they don't care anything about that. There's one part of the story that only the shepherds care about. And you see who it is? When they had seen him. At that point, they say, let's go to the town and tell everybody about this. You see, they could have elevated all these things that really didn't matter, but they focused on what did matter. And that's what the Christmas message is all about. How much do we focus on the wrong things and we lose sight of what really matters? When they left their fields, they went and found the only thing that mattered, and the story had already been told to them about the good news of Jesus. There are so many people in our spheres, in our worlds, that go crazy for Christmas, and they are missing the biggest part of the story. Like, you got the gifts, and you got the presents, and everything looks nice, and your wrapping paper is all perfect, and your tree looks great, and your Insta looks great. Like, everything looks great, but you're missing the biggest part because there's no Jesus. Can you imagine if they went to Mary and Joseph, and there was no Jesus? Like, at that point, they would have been like, well, that's kind of weird. Like, no, we're here looking for the Messiah. So, how much of our life do we miss when we focus on the wrong thing? Like, I'm guilty of this with my boys. Like, I can miss so much of their life because I'm focused on other things in their lives, and I'm focused on maybe my phone or something. I do this all the time, and I miss out on what really matters in life. And I'm just desiring for you, don't miss what really matters this Christmas season. There's only one thing. You can make all the things look really good, but if you miss out on that big piece, you've missed everything. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's number one, don't miss this. Focus on what really matters. Number two, perfection is not the goal. Perfection was never the goal. Take a look at this. Oh wait, yeah, I gotta ask this question. How many of you have that list that you're going through your head right now that you got to get done before Christmas Eve, by the way? How many? How many got that list going on? Show it. Come on, show me up. Like, you got, you're like, okay, I got it. Okay, we got it. Okay, and he's coming over. Oh, and then people start adding things. Oh my gosh, they added themselves to the list. Oh my gosh. Oh my, I'm like, oh my gosh, we totally forgot we got to get my dentist a gift. Oh my gosh. Like you just keep going through, like, more and more and more just keeps piling onto this, right? Take a look at this. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. What? God gets the glory in heaven, and what's supposed to be down here on earth? Peace. You see, perfection was never what Jesus came to bring. Jesus came to bring peace. Peace. And this is the most stressful season of our lives. People, like, you get to Christmas season and it ramps up, right? Boom, boom, boom. Like, that's not what he said at all. Like, no, this is given unto you so that you will have what? Peace. Like, wait. Like peace. Like, take a load off. Because you don't have to be perfect anymore. Like, stop trying to obtain something you can't obtain. Stop trying to make it look all prim and just stop. That's what Christmas is meant to be. His presence brings peace. That's what Christmas is all about. But we make it about so many other things. And he says, listen, in heaven, like, the Christmas story is for the glory of God. And on earth, you get peace. Don't miss out on what Jesus came to bring you today. Stop. Like, just take a break and find peace today. The original intent for humankind is not perfection. It's peace. But this time of year, there's more panic than there is peace. And this is the season that's meant to bring peace. We're not doing what Christmas is supposed to be about. That's why I love the little candlelight service. We come in here, it's just like, that's it. Just, it's over. You're not getting that Christmas list done, right? You know what? You're like, I'll deal with that person later. Like, you know, like you get to Christmas Eve, and it's just about what it's supposed to be about. And I want that for you before the 24th, so that you would find peace. So describe your experience with Christmas so far this year. Panic or peace? And where have you landed? I guarantee you, you're elevating perfection than you are over peace. I guarantee you, you're putting one above the other. But it was Jesus' desire that you wouldn't be perfect. He's like, you can't do that. That's why he came. But he said, you know what? I can bring them peace through my perfection. So you don't have to be. Last one. Is it praiseworthy or is it perfect? Just a question for you. I find it kind of reassuring that this story is so imperfect. Mary, Joseph, crowded streets, crowded Bethlehem, right? She sang song. By the way, there's no song. there are no songs. She did not sing a song about it. So she's telling Luke, oh, when I found out about Jesus, I sang a song. You know, Luke said, oh, okay. So what else happened? Oh, then we went to Bethlehem and da-da-da. Oh, okay. No song? Oh, no song. There was no song, right? There was not her going, this is so great. This is the way I dreamed of it. No song. But there was a moment of praise. A moment of praise, right? By the way, how many of our stories start like this, right? What we think is going to be, what we think is the way it's going to be, does not go the way that we want it. And then we find ourselves going through some struggle, going through something that is not the way we wanted to. And then what we come to is a place of God moving in a situation that results into God getting the glory. Every time. Take a look at this. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for some of the things they saw. Is that what it says? So praising God for some of the things, or is there a different word there? All the things. All the things that they heard, seen, and just that they'd been told. They went away, so Mary, Joseph, the animals, the manger, you name it, the angels, right? The way that it should, the way that this did not go, that they were, the crowds, the noise, the no room, it is packed. They went away praising God for it all, and that included the parts of the story that Mary probably never expected. So many of our situations and our lives are not perfect, at least according to our standards. But they're praiseworthy. How many times have you gone through something that did not go the way that you expected, but it turned into something that manifested us having the ability to praise God for what he's done? How many of us now have praiseworthy songs because things were not perfect? And so my desire is that we can allow things to be perfect or we can allow things to be praiseworthy. If you want things to be perfect, guess what? You're living in a, you're like out of your lane, right? Because that's Jesus' lane. If you want things to be praiseworthy, you allow Jesus to do what he does, and you allow yourself to see what God is doing in the midst of a trial or a difficulty. And so what I'm trying to sell here today is for you to take a break. Find some peace here today and stop worrying about the stuff that, like, you can't control or change. or in reality, or in the long run of things, it really doesn't matter. Right? Because guess what? You guys are going to leave and guess I'm going to ball this all up. It just makes it look good for other people. And that's not what we're about. Christians, we're about authenticity, transparency. Because you know what? I don't have to be perfect because my Savior is. And that's great. I don't have to fool you. I can just be me. Because that's who Jesus died for. And so today, just cut yourself some slack. Come on. Be present for this season. Right? Like, let Jesus be our perfection. Focus on what matters. Find peace. And can you settle for praiseworthy over perfection? Can you just settle with me? Like, can you settle for like just less than the best? Because guess what? Your best is never going to be good enough. Whether it's your mother-in-law or whether it's somebody else, your best will never be perfect enough. But your praise will be honoring to God. When we say, you know what? And I'm not saying be lazy. I'm not saying settle for not who you are, but let's not elevate things that don't mean to be elevated. Let's stop putting pressure on ourselves that we can't live up to. And let's just rest in who Jesus died for today. Me. And allow him to transform us into his image and go forth from this moment. So, if any of this story resonated with you today, if there's one thing I want you to take with you, think about whatever that thing is. What is something that you're taking from this day? What is it? I don't have to be perfect. I'm trying too hard. I need some peace today. What is it? Don't leave here just going through those doors and nothing changes. Jesus is desiring that an encounter between heaven and earth happens, that you leave this place changed than before you came in. What is it? Woo, right? Like, this is not what we're about. Christ is what we're about. So rest in that perfection. Let's go before him now. Lord, there are friends in here today that where everything's got to be right. Everything has to be A-okay. And honestly, maybe the bottom is falling out today. And the truth is, because we've been trying so hard in our own effort, and it's not good enough. And the news is, it will never be good enough because we're focusing on the wrong perfection. Lord, you came in a story that is crazy because you're the highlight of it. And so be our perfection today. Bring peace today. Lead us today to focus on your presence here today. Thank you, Jesus, that we don't have to be perfect. Thank you that we can come before you and find rest for our souls. We can stop trying so hard and just be me. Thank you, Lord. Guide and lead us in this message today. Let us walk here free. And with a sense of peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.